When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on a Teachers Who Talk Crime
podcast. Hey, guys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yep. By the time you hear this episode, I'll be on summer break. Ooh, ooh, hey.
By the time you hear this episode, I'll still be teaching.
Party. 100%.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wait, when is this episode supposed to come out?
A while. Well, you might.
I might.
Y'all check back with us.
Well, if it's after June 12th, I'm also out of work. If it's before June 12th,
I'm still at work.
Pray for me.
Do you know by the time you get out of school, I would have already been on 3 trips.
Yeah, our trip, our actual last day for teachers is the 13th. The 13th.
Yeah.
Or June 13th. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I got trips planned for the summer, wow. So.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yup.
Pretty excited.
That's nice.
But it'll be real nice.
It is. I have a story. Well, I have a thing.
A thing?
So, yeah. Listen to this. Like,
okay.
Me and Jesus, we have to have chat because I just need answers, okay? So James and I went to dinner tonight. We went to Moe's Barbecue.
Your favorite.
Ashley has been, yep, my favorite. Ashley has been to Moe's.
I sure have.
It's not 5-star, okay? It is not a Michelin restaurant. It is not wear your best Sunday attire. It is just a barbecue joint,
mm-hmm.
like where you get drinks and have bushwhackers and beer, okay? So we go tonight and this tells you how often we go. The bartender knows us, like, personally, okay? So we sit at the bar and we order. And we're eating, we're chatting about our day and everything. And she, like, comes up to us. She's like, I've got to tell somebody. And I was like, what? Spill the tea. And she's like, did you not see that couple that walked in? Okay, so it was an Asian couple. I did notice them. I particularly noticed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a white dress with like fringe at the bottom. And I noticed her because you're at a barbecue restaurant with a white dress. That's why I noticed her.
Yeah.
Right. And he's also wearing a white polo. So that stood out to me. But that's all I noticed. That's all I noticed. So the bartender comes up. She's like, girl, you have got to walk over past that table. I was like, why? She's like, did you not notice them? I said, yeah. Like, I noticed she was wearing white and he's wearing white. She said, no. She said, go to the bathroom and walk by their table. I said, okay. So I, like, you know, go and walk, do a little loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
Come back. She goes, what'd you notice? And I was like, what jewelry is she wearing? And so when she went to the counter to order her food,
okay,
the bartender was like, oh my God, you have a beautiful ring, like her wedding ring, her engagement ring. The woman takes it off of her finger, hands it to the bartender. It's like, oh yeah, you want to see it? She goes, it's 16 carats. 16 carats. Do you know who else got a 16 carat ring? Kim Kardashian. Do you know how much this ring is? Because we looked it up. It is $500,000. She's wearing $500,000.
If she would have gave me that ring and said, you want to see it? It's 16
no,
carats.
I don't.
She wouldn't even have got 16 out of 16. Snatch!
I would be like, ma'am, I can't even afford to look at this. No, I don't want to hold it. What if I drop it? I could never pay you back.
Yeah.
So, okay, it gets better. It gets better. 16 carats. Keep in mind, Kim Kardashian has a 16 carat diamond. Okay. That just puts that in perspective. $500,000. That's just the ring. That's not the band. Nothing else. Okay. He is wearing, the man, a white polo. Already mentioned that. Did I mention it was Prada? We looked it up. $1,700. $1,700 for his shirt. Oh, yeah. So then James goes and does a loop-de-loop. Because now we're just convinced. We have these people. We have me, the bartender, and James have sat here and we have placed these people in the mob. They're in the Asian mob. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Is there an Asian?
Or they own Shein. We were going to ask them, do you own Shein? Do you own Shein? You need some models? I pretty model. You need a model? Like, what do you do? What do you do? So James
She's
comes back
a stay-at-home
from,
mom. They always
she don't do nothing. She don't do nothing. What is he
probably do? A stay-at-home mom. Like, they...
Ma'am, James does a loop-de-loop. Keep in mind, I was only paying attention to her, right? So James is obviously paying attention to the man. He comes back. He goes, that's a $45,000 Rolex that he's wearing. He said, I know because I look him up all the time. The man is wearing a $1,700 shirt. A $45,000 Rolex. She's wearing a $500,000 ring. They drove up in a brand new Tesla, fully loaded. Okay.
How you know what they drive? Dang.
Oh, we were, and you ended up in a Podunk barbecue restaurant. Are you lost? Did you get lost? Can I help you?
Are y'all
Can I help
even you from here? Y'all just passing through?
like. Why and you were like, here? Oh, that looks like a good spot to go eat.
Why are y'all here?
Why? Why are y'all here? When I tell... Do you realize that this couple together next to me was wearing more than I have made in my lifetime?
Yeah, that's
my 31 years of working and this couple is wearing more than I've made.
That's a fact.
So I got in the car and I said, James... I said, I don't know if Jesus ran out of the potion, but he missed me. He missed me. He spilled it. It went on the counter. I said, because Mel and Angie Dozier, they are broke and they passed on the brokenness to me. I do not know what generational wealth is, but it did not come to me. And I just cannot get over that. I was sitting next to someone physically wearing more than I will ever see.
And imagine what that house looks like. Imagine what their closet
looks like.
We said
that. Oh my God.
Like, imagine just their lifestyle. Like, it is my dream to wake up and be like to Skylar and Aria, where y'all want to go today? Like, mommy, yeah. I want to go Hawaii. All right.
Okay.
Pack bags. Yeah. Let's go. Like.
But see, even, because we were talking about it though, and like, I told James, I said, even if we had that kind of money, I don't think I would necessarily want a ring that big because then I would be so scared to wear it.
Oh, yeah. Someone would definitely chop off your finger, 100%.
Yeah.
She don't give me that ring.
Mm-hmm. You can have it.
Is it short?
Yeah.
I'm going to get another one.
Exactly.
That's...
So, like, if y'all listened to this podcast and y'all were at Moe's Bent Creek and you were wearing a white dress and he was wearing a white polo, what y'all do? What y'all do for a living?
What y'all do? And do you want an adopted African American daughter?
Yeah, and me.
And some adopted grandchildren.
Yep.
They're 7.
Yep. Mine's unborn.
Like, come on now. Come on. Yep. Like, you ever see those trends that is like, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone, but there would be signs.
Besides, yes.
Like the signs would be, I'm going on trips. Like I'm just never here. I'm just going on trips.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, yeah. dang, Brent, you going again? Yeah.
Yep, sure am.
Just know, mm-hmm. if I ever won the lottery, I would never be in Delaware for longer than 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my kids, you know, they started a rumor that I quit because I wasn't at work all last week. And I also left the week before on a Thursday halfway. So I left like the week before last on a Thursday, didn't go Friday, didn't go all last week. Now, granted, I wasn't just taking days. I was at a training and I spoke at a conference and then we were off on a Monday. Mm-hmm. The only day I actually took off was the last week's Friday.
Yeah.
And so like one of the boys was like today, he's like, oh, we thought you quit. He was like, do you want to quit? And I was like, sure, I want to quit, but I'm not a millionaire and I'm not a quitter. And he was like, yeah, guess you should have done better on that game show. I was like, thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You're rude.
You're rude.
You're rude. So, mm-hmm. so very rude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, people. I just can't. Well, we're in week 2 of state testing. Math is this week. My kids are way better at math than they are at ELA. I've gotten some scores trickling in. I have 2 4s right now. 2 4s, 1 3, a bunch of 2s, and some 1s. Yeah.
2 is good, right?
2 is, I mean, we want 3s and 4s. We want.
Oh, okay.
We want 3s and
3 is grade level, 4 is exceptional,
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am. 4 is like, oh my gosh.
You're doing great.
And 3 is like, oh my gosh, you're right where you need to be. And 2 is like,
Yeah.
What's happening? And 1 is like,
2s would be your bubble kids. Like 2 would be your bubble kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that happened. So today, math, you know, we do our usual. I went and I stopped at Wawa this morning, got them some donuts, cut out the little donut stress. You got this. Gave them little 2 little donuts. I ate all the rest of them, which is why I had to go to the gym this evening to work off all them pom-poms. So we sit down. We're talking to the kids. Here's your scrap paper. We do our little affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements. We're doing all the things that need to be done. Sitting at my desk. Letting people in, reading my little spiel. Today you will be taking, everybody listening, I will be putting a test ID on the board. Don't give anyone, you know, the whole spiel.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, I'm sitting there. Ms. Brandt? Yes, baby, what's up? I'm done. 10 minutes. Granted, the test was 19 questions because they shortened the test since COVID. It's like shorter. I'm done. So I literally look at her like this for like a minute and a half.
Like doing the math in your head.
And I said, okay. Then she goes, do you want my scrap paper? I didn't use it.
Why don't you draw me a pretty picture on that scratch paper?
You didn't use it. You did all the math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it right then now. All right.
Good. Our testing session was from 9:30 until 12:20. I want to say a good chunk of the kids in my room were done by 10:30.
So what do you do? Like, what do those kids do? Like, what did the 10-minuter, what did she do?
You can read a book or you can put your head down.
That's the same for us. Okay.
That's it. Read a book, put your head down.
Yeah. You can't play on your device or anything like that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Read a book, put your head down. Don't talk to nobody. People are talking. So that was my day. The number of scrap papers that I received, one had 1 question on it. Just 1.
Yes.
A single question out of the 19 that you had to do. Love that for us. Mm-hmm. Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just, you know.
Yeah.
So that
and
was.
And you don't have those scores back in yet.
No, because we still have to take the PT tomorrow. Tomorrow's okay. like the performance task where it's like this whole thing and they have to explain their thinking and their math. And yeah, once that happens, I should probably see maybe depending on how many kids get done with the PT tomorrow, I should see maybe some scores by Thursday, like tripling. Mm-hmm.
But you don't teach math. Your co-teacher teaches math. So how is he feeling about this 10-minuter?
Oh, well, he had to take a group because we have a bunch of kids with IEPs that need
right.
a smaller group setting for their testing. So he took those kids out of the room. And he normally comes back when all of his kids were done. And he was back probably with like pretty quickly on, like pretty wow. quick on. They were back in
nice.
The room. And I was just like.
Nice.
Take your time.
Yeah.
It's not a race.
Yes. It's not. It's not.
It's really not. Especially when mm-hmm. our district wants to look at is focusing on third grade for these test scores this year.
Yeah. Our state is focusing on third grade as well.
So I'm just like, is it because these are the COVID kids? Is it because these are the ones?
Well, our kids were in fourth grade. Well, yours, I guess. My kids were in fourth grade.
Because I just don't know why third grade is the focus right now.
Your kids would have been in pre-K.
Because, like, third grade is their first year state testing.
No, your kids would have been in kindergarten.
Yeah, so these are the kindergarten COVID kids. The kids mm-hmm. who missed half of kindergarten and were remote, and then were remote probably for the year after, depending on
mm-hmm.
if they closed down the school yeah. or if they were in the school. And I don't know if they're the test subject. But I don't...
To see if we're catching back up.
You know, maybe, but it's like, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're not because you're not allowing us the time to do what really needed to be done to combat this learning loss that happened.
Yeah.
Like, we just went back to business as usual. In my personal opinion, many people probably won't agree with this. I would have had every single child who was affected by COVID-19 repeat the year that they missed. I don't care how on grade level, low, below, everybody needs to do this over again.
Well, and not even academically. Look at all the social skills these kids lack. Like, human interaction hit a major low. And like, you got to think, this is when the kids' brains were developing.
Yes.
And so like,
yes.
you threw them in front of a screen where a screen is fast, 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 fast. And now you want them to go back to a school environment where we're learning to wait in line.
Yep.
We're learning to wait in line to get our tray. We have to ask permission to go to the bathroom. Well, their brain didn't wire like that. It wired fast, 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 fast because you threw them in front of a screen. So they didn't just lack content. They lack human skills.
100%. Like, there is a good chunk of kids, like when we watch movies in our room, I have to preface this. Our classroom is now a movie theater. When we go to the movie theater, do we talk to one another? No. And then one of my girls was like, well, sometimes I talk. I like to talk during the movies. I was like, I will never go to the movies with you.
Yep. Same.
Would never. Half of these children, I do lunch duty. I would never take them to a restaurant.
Nope.
Their table etiquette is
awful.
Absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're throwing things on the floor and then stepping over it. Or when we're like leaving, common courtesy, there's something on the table. But it's not mine. I clean up after y'all all the time.
Yeah.
And none of that crap is mine.
Nope.
And none of it is mine.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Like,
I don't know. I feel like they forget how to be kids. Like, we were a generation, not millennials are not better. It's not what I'm saying, but like, we were outside. We had imaginations. I find that my students lack imagination. Oh, like
100%.
I played Barbies so long. And when I tell you my Barbies had plot lines, plots, like whole storylines, whole family tree, divorce happened. Things happened.
Dang, like getting wild.
Spicy, yeah. And then the Bratz dolls came along and the Barbies hated the Bratz and we were all beefing. It was wild. It was a wild time.
Yeah.
But like, also I remember Mary, Matt, me, my cousin Matt, we created a game out in the front yard called Get Your Booty on the Ground. Like, I vividly remember coming up with rules, and you had to get your booty on the ground before the car passed and then go hide. And if the car saw you, you were out.
How do you know the car saw you?
We don't. We just said it didn't.
Okay, that's a fun game. That's a fun game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could. That's fun. That's good stuff. Because my third
I don't think our kids could do that.
No. My third graders do not have a sense of imagination. Like, when you tell them to write a story, they're like, but what's it about? I'm like, well, you're creating the story. And then the story just doesn't make sense. It doesn't flow together. Like, things are happening. Yeah. And I'm like, this is essentially like a movie. So I want you to be picturing it in your head as you're writing it. So you said that you got to the beach and then you went to play in the water. Like, how did you get to the water? Well, we walked. You didn't say that. Let's add that in there. You know what I mean? Skylar and Aria have a crazy imagination. Sometimes it like really irks me because any box that gets sent to this house from Amazon, whatever. Mommy, can we have the box? Can we play with the box? It's going to be my baby's bed. Can I have the box? Can I have
the box? Kids should play with boxes.
And then they rip them apart and the little box pieces are everywhere. So I had to forbid them for boxes at this point in time. There's a box sitting out there that's been here for a couple of days. Every day we come home. Mommy, can I have the box now? I want to play with the box. And I'm like, can we not play with the box? And we also do not do screen time during the week unless, like, I have a doctor's appointment or we have to go somewhere where they need to be occupied while I'm, like, doing something.
Getting not,
like,
crap done.
Yeah, like, not, like, at dinner. You know what I mean? Like, at dinner, I used to, when they were smaller, we used to bring the tablets just because they were, you know, rowdy during that time when, like, because they weren't COVID kids. But, like, when we were supposed to be out and about in COVID times, like, doing, like, public things when they were at an age where they can start learning table etiquette, they were in the house. So when I started to take them out, I was like, whoa, hey, don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Here's this iPad. But now iPads stay at home. iPads are now only for the car when we go to Nana Pop-Ups or when I'm at doctor's appointments or when I'm at CrossFit early in the morning and y'all need something for like an hour.
Yeah.
And it's drastically like changed. Like they make up things all the time. They're playing these crazy games that they invent all the time. You know, I want that for my kids. And to see that other people don't want that for their kids or are content with their kids just being tablet kids. Granted, if a tablet kid is what you want, rock out. I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
If that's what you got to do to do what you need to do.
Each is your own. Yeah.
Do what you got to do. I just don't want that for my kid. You know what I mean? I just don't want that for my kids.
I think the imagination, if I could pinpoint it, like to me, in case he does this, and again, to each their own, you know, but I never understand why Casey's watching other kids unbox toys and play with them.
I always hated those videos. I always hated them.
You go play. You go do that.
Like,
that makes sense. It doesn't, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know. We just were outside a lot. Me and Rachel, like my childhood bestie, like we created a whole fashion business. We were, you know, we drew clothes and we had a name and we were going to market ourselves. And like, I don't, it just, I don't know.
That, and you don't see a lot of like lemonade stands anymore. Like, you know, kids trying to make money a little 25 cents. You know, I see them once in a while. And I'm like, all right, you hustle. But also the true crime of me is like, what'd you put in here? I don't really want your little lemonade because how do I know? Because did you see that video on TikTok with the lady who says she like going to restaurants and putting rat poison in the condiment bottles on the table? And she like sitting there and watching people use the ketchup. And he was like, you know, you can get locked up for this. And she was just like,
what?
So now I have another fear unlocked. You know what I'm saying? So like, so now I'm going to be more privy to be like, oh, are these really Girl Scout cookies or what you lace these with? You know what I mean?
I'm going to be asking for the packets.
100%. So now there's a whole bunch of moms that are like, you know, getting packets when they go to restaurants. And it's just like, why is this becoming the world that we're in? Like what?
Yeah.
What is your fascination with doing something so malicious? You know what I mean? Yeah. I just, Anywho.
Yeah, I agree.
We've been talking for a while. I'm sorry, y'all.
We have.
I'm sorry. My apologies. My apologies, Ms. Guru.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, so we're going to get into our Estudiante Estrella.
Yes. And our star student this week is Ash Bash 2021.
Oh my gosh, Ash Bash 2021. I hope your name is Ashley. No.
Wouldn't that be something?
Because before I was A-Row, you already know, my aunt called me Ash Bash. Ashy Bashy, actually. That's what she called
Ashy Bash. That's what I call Ashton.
I just realized that that's what.
I do. Ashy Bashy.
Oh, dang. But I'm not ashy.
Because her
sure
tail
not.
Be bashing.
Dang. But is she ashy?
No. She smells like a Dorito.
Didn't we talk about this? You got to do something.
Yeah.
I see these videos of people pulling the hair out of their dog's fur. It makes me itch. I can't watch it. Uh-huh. It's like compacted hair and they just use tweezers.
No.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. It's probably going to... I'm sorry. And they're like, it's so addicting. I'm just like, that is so disgusting. Like, I will pay somebody to do that for my dog. Because if I do that, I will physically vomit everywhere.
No, pit bulls just naturally smell like Doritos.
Is it the red kind or the blue kind?
Red.
I'm going to need Ashy Bashy to smell like a Cool Ranch Dorito.
I'll let her know.
Let her know to work on that. Yeah. I don't know what she got to ferment in her body to make that happen, but I would like that for my next visit. Thanks.
I will let her know. So Ash Bash 2021's title is Gold Stars for You. And of course, five stars. Yes. And it says, thank you, ladies, so much for bringing my two loves together. Teaching and true crime. I love you two ladies and appreciate you so much. I found you during Thanksgiving break and I have been binging you guys ever since. Mm. Love the banter and the friendship. Keep it up, ladies.
Thanks, girl.
Yes.
Thank you. And if we did this already, we're sorry. You just get another shout out, you know?
You do.
We trying to keep up with it. You know, we're doing the best we can. And that's all we can do. So, Ash Bash 2021, I thank you so much for your review. This gold stars for you. Bing.
Yeah. All right. You have heard my voice a lot lately.
Yo.
And Ashley is back.
You know, I was about to sit back and be like, Brooke about to tell. It's literally my episode. it's literally me. Oh, wow.
It's all you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You got this. You got this. Like riding a bike.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally. Okay. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora. Today's episode is sponsored by TikTok. It's not. But that's where I found out about it. I mean, I wish. That would be...
Yeah.
That would mean that we...
Good dream. Yeah.
Making that chicken etch out, okay?
Yeah.
So as per usual, it's another case that I found on TikTok because TikTok is where I get all my news from. I mean, don't you?
Absolutely.
So...
Absolutely.
Let's get started. We'll begin today's mini lesson in December of 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. So very close to you, girl.
Yes.
16-year-old South Atlanta high school student Khaleesia Pinky Williams, Pinky is her nickname that her family calls her, had been invited to a Christmas party at an Airbnb by her friend. Her stepfather, Ronnie Savoy, stated the following. She was supposed to stay at an Airbnb with a couple of more friends from school, and the mother, they had done this once before, so we were comfortable letting her go the second time. We spoke to the mother, and she said she was going to be there. It's also important to note that the mother informed Khaleesia's parents that this would be a girls-only party. So
I saw this case on TikTok, too. I can't remember all the details, but if it wasn't this one, I saw one similar. Yeah. Okay.
So right after Christmas, they're going to party in the Airbnb, okay?
Which is very common among teenagers now.
Oh, like. Kids do them now. Like, I know some kids will have their birthday parties. Like, oh, we're going to have a sleepover at the thing. 7 years old. We're all going to... And they'll get, like, the little tents. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, all girl stuff. Which is cute. But I would like to be a chaperone if my kids are going to be there. Just saying.
Or we can come until it's time to go to bed and then we're leaving. Bye.
Night-night, everybody. Bye. We go sleep in our own beds, okay?
But these high schoolers are having, like, legit hotel prom parties. Mm. Like, what? What adult? Because you can't get a hotel unless you're 25. What adult is like booking these hotels for y'all? Y'all are children.
That's what I'd love to know.
Okay.
Ronnie actually urged Khaleesia to go to the event because she had been stuck in the house due to the COVID-19 lockdown. Her mother, April Smith, was on board with this plan as well and thought it would be good for her daughter to go out and enjoy herself. Now, in my research, I learned that Khaleesia was like a homebody. Like, mm-hmm. when her parents would tell her to go out, she'd be like, as long as I got my Wi-Fi and my Netflix, like, I'm good. And mm-hmm. same girl, same. Same right. girl, same. Because that couch, we yeah. locked in. On December 26, 2020, the night of the event, Khaleesia never made it to the Airbnb. Apparently, the location of the party was moved from the Airbnb to the Hyatt Regency in downtown Atlanta. Now, sources are unclear about the specifics, but apparently Khaleesia was either recording a TikTok video or is on TikTok Live around 12:02 a.m. So the video shows her having a good time and dancing in the Hyatt Regency hotel room. Khaleesia is observed on video jumping from being startled by someone entering the room, and she quickly ends the video, and then the video gets posted. So I'm pretty sure that like, she was recording, and then like, after she ended it, like, you know how sometimes you could accidentally press post and it goes up? So I think yes. that's what happened. Because I was trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. According to police reports, they received a call around 12:30 a.m. about gunshots at the Hyatt Regency. Connie Utica Starkey, a hotel guest from South Carolina, was present during the time of the shooting. Her recount of the incident goes as follows. They were shouting, what hotel we at? What hotel? She was panicking. I seen two guys come out of the elevator with a little girl holding her. One had one leg and one had the other. And they were saying she had been shot. Connie Utica stayed and held Khaleesia's hand until first responders arrived. Police and paramedics arrived on the scene and found Khaleesia with a gunshot wound to the groin in the hotel lobby. Paramedics mm-hmm. attempted life-saving measures on her, but unfortunately, Khaleesia was pronounced dead on her way to the hospital.
It hit that artery, didn't it?
You know, it didn't give, like, specifics of where, like what was hit, because there wasn't a lot of information on the case. Like, there's not even, like, there hasn't even been a trial. And I'm like, it's 2024, wow. like, what's going on? Like, is,
wow.
like, what's going on?
Well, I just think, like, that area, though, because when you say groin, that seems like an artificial wound, not minimizing the wound, but they call them artificial wounds. But there is that artery there that we saw in the Demi Loa case. Remember, like he should have survived that stabbing, but because it hit that artery, yes. that's like what killed him.
Yes. Caused him to bleed out.
It seems like similar.
Yeah. Ronnie and April had no idea that anything had happened to Khaleesia until 9 a.m. Remember, this shooting reported around midnight. They didn't find out.
Did they know that she was at the hotel and not an Airbnb?
No.
Oh.
No. So I'm like, okay. I wonder if the mom picked them up. Like, there's no like explanation as to how she got to the Hyatt, like anything like that. It's just like, it was moved. It was now at the hotel, you know, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the call was not even from the chaperone of the party. The person that called her was from the morgue. Her parents received a call from the morgue.
Me and this mom would have some serious words.
She would be in the morgue.
I was going to say, I don't even know there'd be words.
I've said this plenty of times, and I'll say it again. Brantisha has never been in a fight, a day in her life.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to them kids,
mm-hmm.
every time.
Yep.
Every time. They're probably the only reason I would fight in my old age of 34, okay? Because I ain't got no business fighting. I got geriatric knees, you know. I don't have no business tussling with nobody. But when it comes to those kids,
mm-hmm.
we're going to fight. We're going to fight. 100%. So clearly, I can only imagine the shock and heartbreak that her parents must have felt receiving this call. Like, imagine sending your kid to a chaperone sleepover party with friends.
With girls, just girls.
With girls. This is what you were told.
Yeah.
When, mind you, this mom is like, yeah, I'm gonna be there. Girls only.
Hmm.
What's happening?
Okay.
And then they receive a call from the morgue about your child. Like, that is just... And also, hours later. Like,
yeah.
And I saw in one source, and I'm not sure if this is actually true, so I left it out, but I will just add it in. One source said that the chaperone didn't even know what happened.
Where was she? How many hotels? Like, well, okay.
Yeah.
So where were the other girls?
I will get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I will get to that in a minute because there were, well, I'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
And I actually have a little segue like pertaining to this. So I had just actually this past weekend taken the girls to a birthday party over the weekend at one of Aria's classmates' house, right? So the mom mm-hmm. is like, you know, hey, you guys can leave the kids at the party and come back to pick them up when the party is over because there's going to be a bunch of adult supervision there. Now, 100% appreciated because mothers always need a break, okay?
Right.
But the way I'm set up as a parent, mm-hmm. the way my paranoia is set up, and the way we have this whole entire crew crime, true crime crew, what am I saying? True yeah. crime podcast uh-huh. involving murder.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it wasn't for this podcast, I may have taken her up on this offer. But I sure mm-hmm. did sit my tail down on that little fold-out chair the whole time.
Yeah.
And was there supervising because, Because
I don't know these adults. I don't know what they into.
And you know what? Weird. You know, I like to see the good in people. You know, most people.
Yes, but you got to live in a realistic world.
Oh, 100%. But when it comes to my kids, like, I need to have eyes. You know what I mean? You have to be a very special person to have Sky to have me leave you with them.
Yeah.
Because I don't leave them with just anybody. Like, I could probably count the people I would leave Skylar and Aria with. And I'm okay mm-hmm. with that little list because
and that's fine.
Too much stuff is happening in the world. Mm-hmm. Too much stuff is happening and that's not going to be me. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So police say that Khaleesia was staying at the hotel with a 16-year-old unnamed boy. Don't know. They were believed that the two, they believed, no, I don't like that. Okay. Mm. They believed that the two were in some sort of relationship, but that wasn't confirmed. Officer Anthony Grant states the following to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Preliminary investigation suggests that the victim was inside of a room at the Hyatt Regency with a juvenile male companion. A verbal dispute occurred between both parties, which resulted in the juvenile man fatally shooting the victim. Why do you have a gun? You're 16.
So the 16-year-old shot her.
Yes, allegedly. The 16-year-old boy shot her. Yes.
Okay, but there was supposed to be no boys at this party.
Yes.
Okay, and she's in a hotel room alone with said boy.
There's no one else in the room. Correct. Because she was doing the TikTok video, right? You know,
I got a lot of questions. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't sitting right. And she don't seem like the type that's like somehow she put on this whole facade to get to this. Like, I don't believe that the whole thing was a lie to her parents.
Agreed. Agreed.
So where did the disconnect? Okay.
I'm not sure. All right. I'm not sure. There's a lot of questions that I would love answered as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, information was limited.
Yeah.
At the time of the shooting, Khaleesia and the unnamed boy were the only ones inside of the hotel room. So when she was interrupted during that video, she was the only one in the room. Then the boy came in. So I'm assuming the boy had to have had a key.
Okay.
Because how are you getting in this room?
So they were in the room.
Yes.
They were in the room. They had an alleged disagreement.
Yes.
She's renegade. Yes. Yes. What? Oh, TikTok.
Well, she was
TikToking. So he leaves.
No, well, she was TikToking, you know, doing her thing. He comes in. They get in the argument. He shoots her. So the argument happened when he came in the room, not prior to.
Mm.
Yes.
But I mean, he startled her like on the video. So.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. According to sources, the boy was detained at the scene and was interviewed at Atlanta Police Department headquarters. He is currently being charged with felony murder, aggravated assault, reckless conduct, and possession of a pistol by persons under 18. So what do you mean, like, reckless conduct, felony murder, aggravated assault?
So is he going to be charged as an adult? I'm sure that's why this case is taking so long.
Because they're
probably going back and forth. Like, do you charge him as an adult or do you charge him as a juvenile and let him get out at 21?
Yeah, I don't have that information. I just only have where he's currently being held, which is at the Metro Youth Detention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So that is the last whereabouts that I heard that this boy is at.
Yeah. And I bet they're like, there's so many like legalities that go with minors. Obviously, like they can't release his name because he's a minor, things like that. But if he gets charged as an adult, they can release his name to the public.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then there were some sources that I was looking at, like a petition on change.org, and it did have names, but it was the only document that had names of people other than Khaleesia, but I didn't want to use that because I don't know how factual it was. And then when I was reading it, the grammar wasn't all there, you know what I mean? So I was like, I don't know if this would really be a credible source. Yeah. So I just
chalked. But I guarantee, like, people are talking about this kid. Like, he's pretty... The other girls had to know who he is.
Yeah.
But again, where are the other girls? And like, were they interviewed? Were they talked to? Are they coming to trial? Was this all planned? Was this a plot? Did they not like her?
There,
I got a lot
in this whole case, there's really no other mention of other girls being involved. Like, the people who took her down to the lobby heard the gunshots on the floor. Like, they weren't even with her. Like, they found her and then took her to the lobby. So I'm just like, where's the function?
And was it, okay, not blaming anybody. This was just a TikTok theory. Now it just hit my head. There was one theory that she left the Airbnb party and went to the hotel with this boy. That was like a theory I saw, but I think it got like discredited or something.
Yes, and I will talk about not necessarily the theory, but why I think it was probably discredited in a bit.
Okay.
Derek Morrow, area vice president and general manager of the Hyatt Regency Atlanta, released the following statement on Tuesday, December 29th, following the shooting. The safety and security of our guests and colleagues is always a top priority. We were deeply saddened by the isolated situation that occurred at Hyatt Regency Atlanta on December 26, 2020, and our thoughts go out to those who have been affected. The hotel fully cooperated with local authorities related to the incident. Out of respect for the privacy of those involved, we cannot share more specific details on the isolated incident. I just like how they're like, isolated, isolated, isolated. Like, we get it. It's an isolated incident. We get it. You don't gotta keep...
But also... Why was no one on duty that was like, dang, these kids look young. Where's their adult?
Well, they also stated that the guests must be 18 years old or older in order to book a room at the hotel, and they will continue to maintain that policy. So the person's name that was on the room where Khaleesi was shot was the name of the parent that was supposed to be chaperoning. For the night. In April, Khaleesia's mother states the following about the chaperone. She was responsible for getting the hotel room for these minors. The hotel room was in her name. So I feel like she should be held accountable for my daughter's death as well, which is valid. Like, because where were you? Where were you that entire time? Where were the girls that were supposed to be at this party? Where was your daughter who was supposed to be at this party? Where was anybody who was supposed to be at this party?
Yeah. And why was Khaleesia not with them?
Yes. Like,
why is she seemingly to be the only one singled out here?
And why did a boy...
I know you didn't get all 10 girls their own room.
I mean, like, they like that lady at most, 100%.
Yeah.
They all got their own room.
But, like, they're young girls. That's not even if you did have that money, young girls at a sleepover, they don't want all their own room.
That's not even a sleepover.
No. No.
That's not even a sleepover. Sources are not sure if Khaleesi's parents have been in contact with the parent that guaranteed that she would be present during the holiday party at the Airbnb since the shooting. Ronnie stated the following. You see it and you never think it would hit home. Not Pinky. Not Pinky. As a parent, you're supposed to pick up the phone and call that parent. And that's what he was saying as far as like what happened. Like, at the a morgue shouldn't have been the people to hit me up about my daughter. You should have been that person because you should have been there. Point blank, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
April, along with other family and friends, went to the Hyatt Regency to protest for justice for Khaleesia. She stated the following. It was just a lot of foul play, and I'm trying to put all the pieces together because I don't feel like the system is doing enough to help me. Factual. Factual.
Mm-hmm. You know, the mom, I don't know what you could charge her with, and I think they definitely can find something to settle in civil court or family court or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't feel, and granted, I don't know who they interrogated, but like,
and they were asking for people to come forward. So I don't know if many people were talking to. Again, the information was limited, but this was from like years ago. So you would think there would be more follow-up, but there's really no.
Right, but even if you know you have your suspect, like even if you know this guy did it, I need the whole story. So I need to talk to the mom in charge. I need to talk to all the girls. We need to timestamp this out. Where did this room come from? Why are they the only two in this room? Where did this boy come from?
Yes.
Who dropped him off? Who did he drive here? Did he take the tram? Did he take the cab? I need to know everything. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I need a clearer picture.
Yeah. And we just don't got that. We do not have that right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Khaleesia's funeral service was held on January 2nd, 2021 at Life Changes Walk of Faith in East Point, Georgia. There are no further updates on this case, but we'll make sure to inform you on any updates as they come. And that was our mini lesson on Khaleesia Williams.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unanswered questions.
Oh, 100%. And I really don't know at this point if we're going to get them because it just doesn't seem like there has been much traction, at least in the news coverage on this incident. And I know you guys do like when we bring you cases that no one's ever brought you before, but these cases are kind of a little bit more difficult because there aren't a lot of information on them. So I was digging and child, she was digging up. Like I was putting in that work, but I just couldn't find the answers that I would want. So I know that you guys probably have a lot of answers too, but I did my best. Okay.
But also it depends too, like if this is this kid's first offense and he can plead juvenile offender and his name never has to be real. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying is like with him being a minor, that's what's probably taking so long in this system.
Yeah.
And
because it kind of sounds like he confessed, like we got in an argument and I shot her. You know what I mean? So like, but what were y'all arguing about?
Or they have cameras showing like that's the only, you know what I mean? Like they have hallway cameras.
Yes.
So they could easily verify like he's the one that came in.
Yes.
Boom, bam.
Correct.
He's the one that ran out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I don't even know if they've done, I would hope that they have done all that stuff at this point in time.
Absolutely.
To really, you know,
that seems
unload
like the
that
first
timeline.
Step.
But I feel like I would have heard more like more news coverage with Khaleesia's parents if that information was disclosed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, it's a little wonky. I'm going to keep an eye out for it to see if we see anything else because I feel like now we're in 2024. So we should like get the ball rolling, get some of these questions answered. Because I feel like, you know, Khaleesia's parents still have all these answers about what happened to their child.
Absolutely.
And they're absolutely warranted questions because I sent her to an Airbnb that was supposed to be chaperone, that was supposed to be girls only. And now my child is dead.
Yeah.
At a party that you were supposed to be at that wasn't even at the place that you said
you
it was going to be.
Was, yeah. But see, Khaleesia's mom, it must be a saint because if it were me, I'm knocking on that woman's door every day until you give me answers. And you might have to get a restraining order. You might have to call the cops, but you were responsible for my child. Mm-hmm. And you did not do what you said you were going to do. And now you owe me answers.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, answer the door.
Mm-hmm. Happy Tuesday. If not, happened?
I will get my lawn chair and we will be here all night.
Because mm-hmm. like, that's just not right. Mm. That's just not right at all.
It's not.
Not right at all. But yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that to us.
You know, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been in my bank on TikTok for a while because I like to find the little cases that, you know, I don't really hear about. They said it made news mm-hmm. coverage, but I don't really recall
hearing. I only remember it on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't really remember seeing much about it because she did want to be like a social media star. So she was like always like posting. She wanted to be a mm-hmm. content creator. So she was always posting on TikTok and stuff like that. So like she wanted a life in the fame. And I feel like that's why she got the news coverage. I mean, again, I don't watch TV, so I wasn't going to see it. But it's just so tragic because again, she was in high school. Like she was, you know, 16. Yeah. She had a whole entire life to live. And she died over an argument. Probably about something stupid, too.
Stupid.
Something so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And because he couldn't control his emotions in that point in time. Nope. And really thought that pulling out a gun and shooting her would...
Yeah.
Just don't understand. It just don't make no sense to me. It just...
I don't either.
Yeah.
I saw a trend, and I, like, was really shocked at, like, how many comments were, like... It was last night, actually. I was scrolling. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy, and he was like, he had a fake, he was using his fingers, like, as a gun.
Yeah.
And it was like some slow, emo, white girl song, basically. And he was like, this would be my drive-by song. And like, he was like imitating it. And I was like, okay, surely these comments ripped him to shreds. It's 2024. Like, you don't even joke about that kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. we're not... And all the comments were like, well, mine would be da da da. Mine would. And I was like, where are the sane people?
Why do you have a song?
Like, one person wrote, mine would be Pumped Up Kicks. Like,
every time I hear that song, it makes me sick because I just remember, honey. Like, I used to jam to that song and I had no idea because I was just so oblivious. Like, this is cool. You know, it's a happy song.
I did too. I used to jam to it all the time.
Like Pumped Up Kicks. Better run. Outrun my gun.
Yep. Yeah.
Nah, man. Downward for me. But anywho, that was our lesson. So as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine a single cream that addresses all your skincare needs. Wrinkles, dark circles, age spots, and more. Introducing Caviar Gone Skin Cream, the only argan, caviar, and retinol formula on the market. Packed with pure Moroccan argan oil, collagen-boosting caviar extract, and retinol, Caviar Gone deeply hydrates, firms, and rejuvenates without the irritation of traditional retinol. Trusted by women over 45, Caviar Gone delivers visible results in just weeks. Smoother, firmer, more radiant skin. It's not just possible, it's proven. Visit CaviarGone.com today to claim your jar at up to 72% off. That's CaviarGone.com. Again, that's CaviarGone.com. Experience the luxury your skin deserves.
For a limited time, we're giving away a free Guasha system, a $70 value, with all triple bundle orders.